Kihon Biotech's QN139B becomes first ipsc-derived CAR NK therapy for autoimmune disease. A new chapter is beginning for iPSCs. Kihon Biotech, a leading innovator in cell engineering, has reported the first clinical use of an induced pluripotent stem cell ipsc-derived CAR natural killer NK therapy in an autoimmune disease. The product, known as QN139B, was administered to a patient with refractory systemic sclerosis, SSC, marking the first time an ipsc-derived CAR immune therapy has been used beyond oncology. Systemic sclerosis is among the most difficult autoimmune diseases to treat, characterized by fibrosis, vascular damage, and immune dysregulation. Traditional immunosuppressive drugs can slow disease progression but rarely produce lasting remission. Kihon's QN139B represents a fundamentally different approach. Instead of suppressing the immune system broadly, it aims to reset it at the cellular level. The therapy begins with induced pluripotent stem cells, which are reprogrammed into a master cell line capable of indefinite expansion. From this foundation, Kihon scientists performed a series of roughly 9 precise genetic edits to craft a dual-targeted CAR construct that recognizes both CD19 and BCMA. These antigens are central to the activity of B cells, which play a key role in many autoimmune conditions. The final product is an off-the-shelf ipsc-derived NK cell equipped with a TIG for safety switch, allowing clinicians to eliminate the cells if needed, ensuring patient safety remains paramount. When administered to the first treated patient, QN139B achieved outcomes that exceeded expectations for an early stage, first-in-human intervention. Clinical assessments showed an immune reset, marked by a meaningful reduction in circulating autoantibodies and normalization of complement levels, key indicators of immune system restoration. The patient's skin condition, a hallmark manifestation of systemic sclerosis, also improved as measured by the modified Rodnan skin score, MRSS, suggesting not only biochemical improvement but also tangible clinical benefit. Importantly, the therapy was well tolerated, with no serious safety signals reported. What makes this case so transformative is its departure from the traditional uses of CAR-based cell therapies. Over the past decade, CAR-T and CAR-NK approaches have been applied almost exclusively to cancer, where they target malignant cells with remarkable precision. Kihon's approach reframes the paradigm, using engineered immune cells not to destroy cancer, but to recalibrate an immune system turned against itself. The implications are profound. If a single, short course of therapy can erase autoreactive immune populations and restore balance, it may be possible to induce durable remission without chemotherapy or chronic immunosuppressants. ipsc-derived cell therapies. The use of iPSCs as a starting material is equally significant. Because these cells can self-renew indefinitely, they enable standardized manufacturing of large, uniform batches of therapeutic cells. Each batch can be edited and tested for safety before differentiation, ensuring product consistency and scalability. This factory model of cell therapy represents one of the most promising paths toward broad clinical accessibility, addressing one of the main bottlenecks that has historically limited autologous cell therapies. A recent commentary in Cell described Kihon's results as a preview of the field's potential, noting that they blur the lines between regenerative medicine, immunotherapy, and synthetic biology. By demonstrating the feasibility of ipsc-derived immune cell therapies in autoimmunity, Kihon has opened the door to entirely new therapeutic classes for conditions such as lupus, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes. This success also highlights Asia's increasing leadership in next-generation cell therapy development. Kihon Biotech, headquartered in Hangzhou, has rapidly become a key player in global regenerative medicine through its integration of ipsc reprogramming, multiplex gene editing, and immune cell engineering. The company's achievement with QN139B reinforces the value of cross-disciplinary innovation that combines regenerative biology with advanced gene engineering platforms. For the ipsc field, the implications are far-reaching. For years, scientists have envisioned using pluripotent stem cells to generate functional immune cells that could be precisely engineered and delivered as standardized therapies. With the early success of QN139B, that vision has moved from concept to clinical reality. It signals that the next major wave of innovation may not be limited to repairing tissues or replacing organs, but instead to resetting immune systems and reversing disease at its source. If future studies confirm these initial results, iPSC-derived CAR NK therapies could represent a transformative category of regenerative immunotherapies, durable, targeted, and accessible at scale. Kihon Biotech's breakthrough doesn't just mark progress for systemic sclerosis. It represents a glimpse into the future of medicine itself, where pluripotent stem cells become programmable tools for re-engineering human immunity and restoring balance in diseases once thought irreversible. To learn about the expanding market for iPSCs, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell (IPSCell) Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts, 2025. IPSCell Market Report.